Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Game plans going in at all three Monroe County High School football camps for the season. Lid Lifters tomorrow night. Out on the north side, head coach Scott Bless, starting his 11th year, had a bit of good fortune acquiring the services of the veteran Kit Cartwright, former Hoosier assistant, Canadian Football League assistant. I mean, he's been round the block, and I tell you, with two real young signal callers in the fold out on the north side, couldn't come at a better time. I mean, you talk about a real 10-strike rule here, Scott.
Yeah, we sure did. You know, these young quarterbacks have been coached up and will continue to be. And you know, what he brings to it is teaching them even the little nuances of the game. You know, when you've got a guy that has coached Tom Brady and Brian Greasy, you know, he sure catches their attention. But he's coaching our coaches, too. You know, he's a wealth of football knowledge, and Coach Abel and I have learned a lot from him already, and I know our quarterbacks are going to be very well prepared.
Obviously, Trey Wilson, a sophomore, Ben Friel, only a freshman.
Yeah, we're young at that position. Leadership is leadership. Football knowledge is football knowledge. And our quarterbacks, both those two guys possess that. And then, you know, Jordan McCoy, Malik Stump are also guys that have been taking reps. Even Cameron Richardson, our other freshmen, they've got the position down. You know, they get what we're trying to accomplish on each and every play. Football knowledge is just as critical.
That's Cougar head football coach Scott Bless, who, by the way, leads the defensive side of the ball and will work with the Cougar receivers while Tyler Abel is the offensive coordinator again. Tyler Melcher and Travis Ray will serve as co-defensive coordinators. Coverage from Martin Memorial, kicking things off for a 66th year at 6:30 on Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, one of the neat achievements I have covering high school sports, to watch the development through the years, the success stories, the kids competing, winning, obviously, both on and off the fields, in the classroom, planting seeds for many of them that next step. It was neat Tuesday night to be back at Yogi's for Sports Talk. It was neat to have IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox on hand and a special guest who dropped in, and two-time state singles tennis champion Denise Askwe on her way to Western Michigan. These are the moments that, well, keep you going in the business, both as a sportscaster and as a state commissioner.
Absolutely, Joe. You know, we feel that education-based athletics is the other half of education, and Denise here is a great example of what we're trying to achieve. The IHSA Mental Attitude Award is the highest award that our association can bestow upon a student athlete, and to win that award demonstrates great levels of success, not only on the court but off the court and in the classroom. And I think that's what we're about. That's, you know, we focus on the championships and who's playing in which tournament, and that's real exciting. But at the end of the day, what we're really trying to get to is building good people. Former Commissioner Blake Ress always used to say, we're not trying to build all Americans, we're trying to build good Americans. And right here is a good American. And that's what we're trying to do.
That is IHSAA Commissioner Bobby Cox, and that kind of sizes it all up. Having his picture taken with Denise Askwe back on Tuesday night, that was neat. Arizona moves into the Great American Ballpark tonight to take on the Reds. Pregame at 7 o'clock. High school football, 6:30. Chalk Talk, Bloomington North, Columbus East on Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.